The panel charged with redrawing legislative boundaries has its first meeting Wednesday. Rural Alaskans and Alaska Natives are worried they'll lose representation in the 60-seat legislature after the redistricting board comes up with a final map this spring. KTOO's Matt Miller has the story.
The redistricting board is constitutionally mandated to draw new boundaries after each U.S. census. That's to account for population shifts and ensure that each district is proportionally represented in the state house. Board Chairman John Torgerson, a former lawmaker himself, says they've already received last year's preliminary data.
We got our total population was 710,231, so we know that each district is 17,755 people.
That's an increase of over 2,000 people per district from the previous census. But that won't be evenly spread throughout the state. Detailed data has not been released yet, but most of the increases are expected in South Central or urban Alaska, with population declines in rural Alaska. Legislative boundaries will have to be redrawn according to natural geographic features and municipal boundaries, with districts as contiguous and compact as possible. And each district should also have a relatively integrated population based on socioeconomic factors.
Clearly, there are minority districts that we have in the state, and by the Voting Rights Act particularly, we have to draw boundaries that do not collapse minority districts. And I think we've got six minority districts that are over 50% minority, so you draw boundaries that maintain those six minority districts.
Senate districts should include two contiguous House districts. The five-member redistricting board was intended to be a nonpartisan panel with members appointed by the governor, Speaker of the House, Senate President, and Supreme Court Chief Justice. All members this time are Republicans from some of the biggest communities in the state, except one. Kotzebue's Marie Green is the only nonpartisan. How they redraw boundaries could have a big impact on the makeup of the legislature for the next 10 years.
A focus for us is really to empower Alaska Native people to participate in the process of redistricting, to empower people and inform them about how they can participate.
Liz Medicine Crow is director of the First Alaskans Institute's Alaska Native Policy Center, which is studying the redistricting process. Rural communities, already seeing an exodus of residents, may be incorporated into more densely populated districts.
Yeah, I think that's a concern that that anybody who cares about rural Alaska and village Alaska and Alaska Native representation is really aware of.
For example, Angoon may be incorporated into another southeast Senate district with a sitting incumbent in a more populous anchor community. And that would essentially end the legislative career of Senator Albert Kukesh.
I don't think it's fair for Alaskans to expect a person who was born and raised in urban Alaska to understand the complexities of rural Alaska.
Kukesh's district includes a long swath of rural Alaska from Metlakatla up to Fort Yukon and over to Marshall in the west. It's bigger than some states, but he expects it will be carved up by the redistricting board.
The reality is that if you lose four natives, for example, or four rural seats this year, three of them could be native and one could be a non-native person who I think lend a lot to the diversity of the legislature, and it lends a lot to the diversity of the opinion in the legislature.
Detailed data from the U.S. Census Bureau is expected this week. The redistricting board meets Wednesday at 411 West 4th Avenue, the old Sunshine Plaza in downtown Anchorage. Torgerson says the general public is welcome at all their meetings around the state. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.